From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP crews at the side of the historic Gulf oil spill are almost in place to drill into a broken well. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that it could be a matter of hours before the well is permanently sealed.
National Incident Commander Thad Allen says the relief well is close to punching through the outer shell of the plugged well.
Once it's cemented, the cement will have to cure and be pressure tested. That entire element from this morning, I would estimate to be about 96 hours.
Allen says BP has been slowly drilling, then checking how close the relief well is to the line that blew apart April 20th. The well has been choked off with mud and cement pumped down from surface ships early last month. Allen has ordered that more mud and cement be pumped into the outer shell from the bottom before he declares the well is dead.
So 4 days from now, it could be all done.
For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The Obama administration is ordering oil and gas companies in the Gulf of Mexico to plug nearly 3,500 inactive wells. It also wants an estimated 650 production platforms no longer in use to be dismantled. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the formal notice will make energy production in the Gulf safer. In northern Colorado, crews are making good progress on a blaze that's forced hundreds of people to evacuate and destroyed at least two homes. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC reports that authorities expect to allow many of the evacuees back in later today.
Most people have been out of their homes since the fire started Sunday. It's burning through the rugged and tinder-dry Rocky Mountain foothills west of the city of Loveland. Fire crews are bracing for more gusty winds as they try to contain the blaze today. The fire is believed to have been started when embers from a controlled burn ignited on sun-scorched prairie. Larimer County authorities are weighing whether to press criminal charges on the pair of homeowners they say were burning the slash pile. The Reservoir Road fire is the second major blaze to hit Colorado since Labor Day. It's burning just 35 miles to the north of the Four Mile Canyon fire near Boulder, which destroyed more than 160 homes. Crews expect to fully control that blaze by tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
President Obama may announce later this week his choice for who will lead a new consumer financial watchdog agency. That word today from spokesman Robert Gibbs. He also repeated that Harvard professor and Wall Street critic Elizabeth Warren was among the people the president is considering.
I think the president spoke clearly and has over the past several weeks about how he views Elizabeth Warren. The concept of a consumer office is something that she created. I think obviously she is among the people that the president is looking at to implement the provisions of the legislation that Congress passed.
New Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will have sweeping powers to write and enforce various financial regulations. Dow's up 36. This is NPR News. The French lower house of parliament has passed President Nicolas Sarkozy's controversial pension reform bill during a stormy session today. Eleanor Beardsley reports the bill raises the retirement age from 60 to 62.
Notre République est abîmée.
Despite the Socialist Party's fiery speeches and technical maneuvers to try to derail the bill, in the end, Sarkozy's majority Conservative Party had plenty of votes to pass it. While raising the legal retirement age from 60 to 62, it will also raise the age at which a full pension can be collected from 65 to 67. The government says the reform is crucial to save the country's pay-as-you-go system, which is increasingly indebted as retirees live longer and there are fewer workers to sustain them. The opposition socialists charge that the bill puts the burden of saving the system on the worker when capital could be raised in other places. As parliamentarians voted on the reform, hundreds of protesters gathered outside. The Senate must still approve the bill for it to become law. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Factory output in the U.S. is still on the rise. The Federal Reserve says production edged up 0.2% in August. The 12th time in 14 months that output has grown. The gains in August weren't as big as in July, in large part because of a decline in auto production. But exclude autos, and the government finds manufacturing output actually rose 0.5%. Japan is intervening in foreign exchange markets for the first time in 6 years to protect economic recovery. Tokyo's buying dollars in an attempt to stem the yen's rise. The U.S. dollar shot up 3% against the yen today, which marks the biggest gain in 15 years. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.